Boker Tov, everyone. Ches Mar Cheshvan, holding in Siman Tes Halach Yud Dalet, all the way till Siman Yud. Here we go. Seif Yud Dalet. Seif Yud Dalet teaches us by the concept called Shazur. What's so fascinating is that you see something that you're so used to and you have no idea. Shazur basically means entwined. Look at your tzitziot, your tassels, whatever the exact translation of tzitziot is, which is so interesting. I was watching my dear friend's videos from Torah Live. And he actually gave me a link, and when it's a link, but you could just put in Torah Live at Tzitzis. He has the most amazing videos, and you'll find out exactly what Shazul means. Shazul basically means entwined. The question is, how many strings? Look at your Tzitzis. How many strings are actually being used on each string? Some opinions say two, some opinions say four. Mishnah Berurah and Bialacha says actually you should do eight. But he says the more important is to have these things done Lishma. How exactly it's done is an amazing. It's kedai to see the video. Please watch it. Please, I'll try to send out a link. Thank you, Rav Dan Roth, for Torah Life. Next, Seif Tes Vav. Any talis, the kids of teachers that became split, meaning the actual garment split into two, and both sides have a size, what's called Kedei Lisatif, large enough to wrap yourself with. So when you re-sew the two pieces together, you just have to take off two tzitzis, meaning two corners. Either one of those parts that was split, you take off, and then you reinsert the tzitzis. Now, if both sides do not have the size of what's called kedei lisatif, that means basically imagine you have a garment and it's split in half. When you re-sew it together, you have a problem of what's called tasa velo minasa. Again, you can't make tzitzis. And then in result, after you do an action, have a result of a garment with tzitzis. However, this is not simple at all. Fascinating discussion. That really, when something is already done properly, even if afterwards it's split, it is not considered a problem. But here's the Bumbakasha from the Emek Bracha. Anyone has a good teretz, I'd love to hear. The Emek Bracha says, what do you mean? When it comes to what's called a sukkah, b'soy chabayis, you know, people have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people have what's called a sukkah, an indoor sukkah. Why is it that after sukkahs, don't you have to take off the mezuzah and put it back on? Because of Tasa Viluminasi, this is Emek Brachas Kasha, the Talmud from the Briskerov. Next, Seif Tezayin. When it comes to a piece of the garment, meaning the corner of the garment that got detached, and now you want to put it back, you want to sew it back. So forget about the Tasa Viluminasi. The problem is that if the piece that got detached was less than what's called three gudalim, about three thumbs, which we said is around 1.6 inches, when you re-sew it, it's a problem because it's not considered a beged anymore, even after you sewed it. So that's the reason why, if you look at most of your tzitzis, you have this extra garment, extra piece, to make sure that you never have small pieces that are less than the size of given gudam because they're not considered a beged anymore, even after you sew it back. See if you're dying. The halacha is that when you're sewing things, anytime you're stitching, make sure that you're using types of threads that cannot be used for the tzitzis itself. Otherwise, you're going to get confused, and you might even use those strings that are already used for stitching as tzitzis. So that will also be a problem of tasa v'lominosi. However, so l'chatchila, if you look at what's called, we spoke about the hole, the nekev, the imra. Anything that you're stitching, you should use a different type of string, unless you're using a string that could be used for tzitzis, but you use a different color. Someone actually bought me a talis. He gave me, and in that corner, he put my initials. But since it's with black thread, it's not a problem, even if it's the types of threads that could be used for tzitzis, because no one will get confused. See if you tchess, halachas, you could switch your tzitzis to nicer tzitzis because of the din of noy mitzvah. However, here's what we get into very interesting discussion. You have to be careful with the tzitziot, meaning the tassels that you just removed, not to throw it into the garbage directly. We'll see exactly what the best thing to do is, and that's really in Seif Yutes. Why? The Kitzur teaches us, when it comes to tzitzis that became even disqualified, don't throw it directly into the garbage. What you should do is, halacha, since the mitzvah is not, this is called tashmish mitzvah, this is rule, applies to many different things, many items that was used for a mitzvah, same thing with a nesog and lulav, etc. Once you put it in a bag in a respectful way, technically you can throw it in the garbage, and especially if it's annoying your wife, etc., because of shalom bayis. However, the minig is to use it for another mitzvah. That's what you'll find sometimes in Sfarim, that someone donated his tzitzis. The problem with that is that it has to be used as a marker or something. If it's just being stored in this in the sfarim, that's not the right thing to do. When it comes to a talis itself, interesting that the halacha is the talis, the garment itself, doesn't have even the status of the same thing as tzitzis. It's just a garment. However, since you use it for a talis of mitzvah, for example, especially when it comes to the one used in shul, the halacha is you should at least not use it for what's called tashmish megune, for something degrading, like using it as a mat. But technically speaking, you could throw it in the garbage. However, Oredo Mot Chaliyahu and other places can say, especially like I'm saying, a Talis Shel Mitzvah, to also put it in Geniza, it's definitely the better way to go. When it comes to your Talis Katan, Halacha, the actual garment itself, really do not have to put it in Geniza, but also should not be used for a degrading action. But Halacha, you could throw it into the garbage. But here's the biggest side. When it comes to Tzitzis, when it's attached to your talis katan, right now you have tzitzis. So there, the level of limitation is that you can't use it for anything else. Afterwards, when you're not using it for the mitzvah anymore, like we just said, like you threw you replaced it with other tzitzis. So then the halacha is that you could use it for something else technically, but you shouldn't throw it into the garbage directly. You should put it, like we said, in the bag, and the best thing is to put it in a in the geniza. However, I have a bomba kasha from a story of Scheinberg, of Vinchas Scheinberg, Zechatzadik Livacha, from what I know, of Eliyahu Lapian. I always used to hear that he used to use the scissors to wake the Talmidim up. And it always dawned on me, it was bothering me. Why is that not considered using those scissors for another mitzvah? So I'm going to let the other try to think of a good terrace to that. Okay, next halacha, when it comes to Shabbos, because of cover that we have, someone shows up to shul and he sees the tzitzis as possible. The halacha is he's allowed to use this talis nevertheless, because on Shabbos you can't put tzitzis on, but you could use it, but without a bracha. And this is only if you didn't know about it before Shabbos. If you knew about it before Shabbos, you don't have this leniency. If you see how much Hashem cares, even in halacha, we take into consideration the sensitivity of a person being embarrassed not to have a talis on Shabbos. And last halacha for today, Siv Chaf Aleph. When it comes to any garment that has four corners, you have to be so careful, because if you're not putting tzitzis there, it's a bit of mitzvah saseh. And this applies to a lot of different garments that we have today, like a frock, what's called a long coat, or even many times we have these types of shirts or anything, or even suits that have a split, and it's up, the split goes up majority of the way, so then you have four corners, and therefore it's a problem. So the best thing is to round off one of the corners, make it round. Once it's round, it's not four corners. Another interesting Mot Chaliyah says, one should be machmas, a mug and a whole discussion. If you have a blanket, especially a blanket of wool, so if you use it at night, it's not a shayla, but if you use it during the day, and a guy, you know, sometimes in yeshiva, the blanket is used a lot during the day, so lechatchila, if it's made of wool, it's kedai to make one of the corners into rounding it off, so this way we don't have any shaylas. Have a beautiful day.